Welcome back to The Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host Simone, and in this episode I want to talk about letting go of the past / detachment. I see a lot of videos on detachment and it's always the same thing, like, oh, tell yourself you deserve better, and if you're thinking about it, just distract yourself from this by doing that. And I think it's good to have a positive distraction, and I also think positive self-talk is good. But I think if you really want to master detachment, you have to know your attachment style. At one point in my life, I was very, very anxious. And then at another point, I was very avoidant. When my attachment style was anxious, everything was like now, now, now. I needed constant reassurance, like, I need you to text me now, I need you to call me now, I need to know that you love me, do you care about me? Like, I need a constant reminder every single day. And it didn't only show up in my relationships, but it also showed up in my friendships. And the thing about it is that when you have an anxious attachment style, sometimes you attract people who are just as anxious as you. So like when we're friends, we're like texting every single day, we're texting on the phone every single day, we're calling each other every single day, we're sending voicemail memos every single day, we're hanging out constantly, like, you know. And I feel like that was all a part of both of us being very, very anxious and just constantly needing reassurance. When I was avoidant, I did a lot of self-sabotaging, a lot of isolation. I would purposely say things and do things that I know would make someone not like me because I just didn't want to be bothered with the situation, or I just felt like the situation was too overwhelming. It required too much of me. Or sometimes I was just avoidant because I just felt like that was the easiest way not to get hurt, not to be put in the middle of drama, you know, just stay to myself, mind my business, like, and that was easier, you know. When I decided that I wanted to have a more secure attachment with the people around me, and most importantly, a more secure attachment with myself, I really had to look at, why was I being anxious in the first place? Why was I being avoidant? Was the anxiousness coming from me feeling insecure and not feeling confident about myself? Was the avoidance coming from me being afraid of being hurt? You know? And I really had to find a happy medium, which is the secure attachment. You know, I have a lot of self-confidence now, but I'm also very much aware that I am not a perfect person, and I'm more vulnerable now, I'm more open now, but I'm also very aware that people do not always have the best intentions, and I need to be careful with what I say when I'm around certain people. Like, it's like this very healthy balance in between. And a lot of journaling helped me with that. Reading a lot of books helped me with that too. Like, I really love reading books about other women's stories and how, what led them to self-discovery, what motivated them to keep going. Like, I really, really love that. And I feel like I found confidence through them in their stories. And I feel like having a secure attachment, it's just a lot easier and it's a lot more peaceful, because when I was avoiding and I was self-sabotaging, I would be so mad at myself, like, oh, why did you do that? Why did you say that? Like, I would constantly be thinking about it, like, oh, I should have handled it better. When I was anxious, I think I was kind of so embarrassed by how needy I was, and like how, like, not having someone's attention would like upset me so much. You know, like, now that I have a more secure attachment, I'm just okay with people coming and going. I'm okay with change. I embrace change, you know? And I feel like that makes it so much easier to let go of the past. I'm leaning into the unknown. I want a new job. I want a new apartment. I want a new man. Like, I don't want anything old from my past. Like, I want the new experience. I want the excitement, you know what I mean? And I'm prepared for the letdown. You know, it's okay. Things happen. It's not the end of the world, but I am so excited for my future. Like, I want to travel. I want to meet new people. I want to try new foods. I want to experience new cultures. Like, I want to just lean into uncertainty as much as possible. And I just feel like I don't care about my past, y'all. Like, I don't care about nothing I've been through. I don't care. You can't shame me. You can't make me feel bad. You can't. I do not care. I don't want to talk about the past. Let's talk about right now. You guys, I have an ex that's like related to my sister's husband. Don't ever, like, don't date within a friend group. Don't date other people's relatives that you still have to be around. Just don't do it. But it's like when I see him and his wife together, I literally think like they make such a great couple. Like, that's literally what I think. Like, I'm like, they look really good together. They make sense together. I don't feel like anybody in my past I make sense with. That sounds crazy, but you know what I mean. But I think maybe it's just because I've grown and I changed so much as a person. Like, I feel like who I am now, I probably wouldn't even be looking in their direction. I feel like some of the people that I was like pushing away will probably be more people that I would lean into, and people that I was actually giving a chance to, I probably would be like, nah, like never in a million years. And I stopped letting people be up in my ear a lot. That's another thing. Have discernment. Use your own judgment. Don't let people be all up in your ear telling you what you need to do and don't need to do. Like, take some time to think about it. Give yourself a couple of days. Write it down. Only talk to people that you feel like have discernment and have good judgment and will give you good, solid advice. You know, because people will give you very bad advice and purposely be sabotaging your fucking life. Like, be aware, okay? But I think the person that I am now, I'm like, I wouldn't be, I don't care about y'all. I don't want y'all. Like, I don't even listen to certain artists' music. Because they talk too much about their exes, or they talk too much about like living in the past. And like, no, I don't want to live in my past. Like, I'm looking ahead. I'm ready for the future. Like, I'm DeLulu with it. I'm like, I'm going to go to like, because you guys, I'd be going to like the coffee shops and stuff and like, you know, just sit in the coffee shop and have coffee, you know, and just like study or read a book. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to meet my husband at the coffee shop. He's going to be loaded. I'm going to just like move into his house. He's going to pay off all my student loan debt. We're going to travel the world. We're going to have like one kid or two, and we're gonna like travel the world with them, and they're gonna speak like 8 languages and just be like well traveled, and they're only like 8 years old. Like, like, it's so delusional, but I also mix it with things that could really happen, you know, mixing the delulu with like things that are actually realistic, okay? Very demure, very cutesy, okay? Very mindful of me. But it's just like, I'm not thinking about my past. I'm over here like being delusional about my future, okay? My podcast is gonna like blow up. I'm gonna write a book, maybe make a movie of my life. Like, I'm over here being delusional, okay? Like, and that's how I like it. You know, I'm very hopeful. And I don't think that I've always had this. But I think that I'm more so centering myself in my life versus when I was centering having a man or like, oh, like I have to have a family. Like, of course I want those things, but they are not a deal breaker to me. They're not a deal breaker. My life is still gonna go on, and I still have to be me and live my life and enjoy it no matter what. No matter if I never find the man or if I never have the kid. Like, I have beautiful nieces and nephews that I love dearly, that I can do for like they are my own, you know? And I'm blessed to have that. And I just feel like I just don't want to get too caught up in my life has to be a certain way in order for me to be happy. I feel like if you're lonely, it's not because you're missing this person from the past or because you're missing out on someone. I think it has a lot more to do with yourself and just having actual hobbies and things that make you happy and bring like joy to your life. You know, they say that once the honeymoon stage is over in a relationship or a marriage, those people are not more happier than people that are single. They're just as happy. Like, people who are married and in relationships, once they get over the honeymoon stage, they are the same level of happiness as people who are single. So if you're single, don't think that you're so miserable because you're single. Like, you might be miserable because of something else, you know? And you need to recenter yourself and find out what you need to give you in order to be happy and secure with who you are as a person. I'm happy that I'm not one of those people who feel like I'm living my life in revenge mode or doing things out of spite or I gotta get the last laugh. Like, no, like, I'm living my life for me. My accomplishment is not no revenge for nobody. I did this for me. I'll be damned if I center anybody else in my life or my story. That degree I got, I did that for me, you know? Me holding down my job, me having paid off my car, me having good credit, I did those things for me. That's not because I gotta get revenge, I gotta prove somebody wrong, I gotta do it out of spite. Don't do it out of spite, do it for you. Do it for yourself. Do it for you. Because you would be trying to do something out of revenge and spite, and you will look up and that person done passed your ass up in life. Or you look up and you know, trying to get this person's attention and they're not thinking about you. You know, do things for yourself. Don't do it out of spite. Don't do it for revenge. Like, no. This ain't my revenge body. This is the body I've always wanted. I dropped down to 136 pounds, y'all. Been hitting the gym consistently. I had to lose some weight because I wasn't able to hit the gym how I want to. And the weight that I had on me was very hard for me to manage. So I'm down to 136, babe. This ain't no revenge body. This was for me. This is my bikini body, ready for the summer, ready to be on the beach body. So no revenge, boo. Ain't nobody sitting around thinking about you or thinking of ways to, I gotta get even, baby. I'm past it, you know? I'm not worried about people that I'm doing better in life than, okay? And you shouldn't either. Like, do things for yourself. You guys, I cannot believe this season is coming to an end. I'm so happy I did my first season. Next week's episode is going to be the last episode. I'm not for sure what I'm going to talk about yet. I don't know yet, but I'll try to make it good, you guys. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. You know, I really enjoy doing this podcast. This brings me so much happiness, so much joy. You know, I don't care about how many listens I get. I don't care about making money from it. I just really enjoy doing it. And I really hope you guys enjoy listening. And I cannot wait to talk to you guys next week in a wrap up season one. And oh, but I am gonna tell you guys my plans for season two to just like make it better. But yeah, I will see you guys next time. I'm Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl.